welcome to Yoga Nidra. I will be guiding you through this deeply relaxing, restorative, very powerful practice through the stages of Yoga Nidra. Done lying down on your back in Shavasana. Feet are hip-width distance apart, letting the toes gently fall out to either side, arms stretched long and out alongside the body, palms facing upward, open and relaxed curled fingers, palms down, of course, an option if that's more suited and suitable for your body. And begin to get yourself comfortable in this lying down position. Eventually closing down the eyes and relax. It is ideal, we'll say, to find stillness, to not move too much during your practice. So ensure that by ensuring your comfort now. Ensure and embody comfort. So really listening and responding to anything that might be tugging or pulling at your awareness, even the tiniest thing, the tiniest whisper. We get so good. We are professionals at suppressing this inner voice. So could you stop and just listen to it? Listen to yourself. How could you move or shimmy or adjust the body and or the mind to find that total, ensured, embodied comfort? Of course, know that you are free. You're allowed to move at any point through this practice. Should that need to move arise, just move slowly and attentively, mindfully. Make a little or large adjustment and then return to stillness, return to my voice whenever you're settled and good and ready. Settle down, settle in. A light prop under the head. Maybe rolled towel under the neck, cushioning under knees, tail, heels, wrists, arms, legs. What does your body require for comfort? Unclench, unhinge the jaw, and allow this to give birth to a wave of ease and softness and letting go through the whole face. Eyes sink down and back heavy. Brain sinks down and back heavy. Skull sinks down and back heavy. Shoulders are down. Collarbones are broad. Shoulder blades tucked. Allowing the heart to be open. Belly spacious, glutes unclenched, hips open, arms, legs heavy, fingers and toes easy, curled and soft. Scan through the body. Are there any residual nudges or pokes or whisper? Stop to listen and respond, ensuring and embodying supreme and total comfort. Yoga Nidra is different to normal rest or general rest, relaxation or sleep. Because, as I alluded to earlier, if you caught it, we go through, we flow through, we explore a number of different stages or layers or koshas, as you all know, you've all experienced. We go through these stages to relax the body and the mind and then move deeper down to the deeper layers, right, into the subconscious mind. We're able to access the subconscious mind and release tensions, stored stress, fears, traumas, stuck energy, a release here. Often, all too often, when we sleep or rest generally, our minds for certain, and even our bodies, our nervous systems remain active, moving, on alert. And that's why we don't feel rested or like we haven't slept well when we've been in bed for 10 hours, right? Yoga Nidra allows us to address these tensions, all of this movement inside, right? Whatever exists inside of you that keeps you in that alert, fight, flight, or freeze state, Nidra tends to. It starts to break it up, soften it, fragment it, and eventually free it, liberate it, heal you from the inside out, from the subconscious out. And so we're able to find improved health, improved relaxation, sleep, and more space in the body, in the mind, in the spirit. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in to ingest, inhale all that information. Then through the mouth, integrate it, download it, let it go. Land here. You got it. Through the nose, fill down to the pelvis, then the belly button, then the heart, then the mind. Exhale, integrate, digest, let go, and empty out, landing even more in this moment in your comfort. Power of three through the nose. Make some noise, really let it go. You got it, yes, release. Now at the beginning of most of our sessions, we make what's called, you guessed it, a sankalpa, a resolve of something we want to do, something we want to achieve in our lives, a way of being, something that perhaps can't be left up to chance or maybe coincidence. It's something that through your determination, energy, and focus, you can undoubtedly achieve. It's a remembering of what's true. So figure out a short sentence that describes your sankalpa or your resolve now. I am comfortable. I am deserving of comfort. I release old limiting beliefs. I am safe to let go. I am healing. I am renewed. My nervous system is relaxed. I am calm. I am playful. I am energized. I am worthy of all things beautiful. Let your heart whisper to you. Listen to those tugs of the heart. And when you're ready, create your sankalpa, this internal wish. Then gently, with feeling and faith, repeat it to yourself and scream it, yell it, sing it to the universe. Your sankalpa, like you mean it, 3 times. Now, bringing a gentle awareness, a curious awareness, to your breath. Just noticing it as it is. So, feeling it begin, maybe enter up and in through the nostrils, past the sinuses, down the throat, into chest, into lungs. Noticing the rise and then the fall of your abdomen. Visualizing, sensing, feeling curious about the flow of air in and out of your body. Play along with me here. I want you to gift the inhale a color now, one color, and then the exhale another color. So watch as the color of your inhale enters the body, moves down through the lungs, into the belly, and then watch it transform into your exhale color, and watch the path of the exhale out of the body, belly, lungs, throat, sinus, nose. Continue watching these two colors, these two streams of natural energy, the breath as it begins and flows in, back, down, it fills. Change color. Breath travels up and out. There's a release, and then the breath ends before renewing and beginning again. Continue watching these two colors as they move around your body. You might even count how many seconds your natural inhale lasts for, and then how many seconds the exhale lasts. Don't push, don't force. Simply watch and witness the color and the length of the breath in, the color, the length, the path of the breath out. Now add 2, maybe 3 seconds to the exhale. And this longer exhale will send an automatic cue or signal to your body to dive a little deeper into relaxation, into the layers of self, reassuring your body and your mind that it is safe and secure and able to go deep. Extending the exhale, still watching, following the path, the color of the in-breath and this elongated out-breath. Thank you. Now focusing on the environment presently around you. Listening outward for some of the sounds inside of the space that you are in. Maybe a creak in the floorboards, the sound of my voice, any appliances, any vibration, any sound inside of this space. Then could you bring the awareness to any sounds occurring further away, outside of the room, outside of your home? Maybe sounds from the street, any traffic. Tuning your ears to these outer sounds and gently resting your attention on them. Now, without movement, we are going to bring sensation or feeling to different parts of the body in a specific order. Each part that I name, simply focus on any feelings or sensations that are happening in this area. Could be blood flow, a tingling, tiny movements or flickers of life. Just become aware of what is happening inside each part of your body. Noticing a lack of sensation is still awareness. So starting with the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right baby finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm. Bring your full awareness to the feeling of the right elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, across the collarbone on your right, down to the chest, right nipple, the right ribs, and any spaces between each right rib. Awareness drifts down into the right side of your abdomen, the waist, low belly, and hip bone. The upper part of your leg, the thigh, the knee, come down the shin bone, into the right ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot. Notice sensation in the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, baby toe. Bring your awareness back to the tips of your right fingers and just creating a wave of sensation from the tips of the fingers all the way up the arm to the shoulder, then all the way down the right side of the body, the torso, the leg, then landing once again at the tips of the right toes. Feeling sensation in the whole right side of the body. Moving your awareness now to the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, the palm of your left hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, and bring your full awareness to your left elbow, upper arm and shoulder. Awareness slides across the collarbone and down into the left chest, left nipple, left ribs, and the spaces between each left rib. Awareness drifts down into the left side of your abdomen, left hip bone, the upper leg, the thigh, left knee. Slide down the shin bone into the left ankle, heel, top of your foot, sole of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, baby toe. Bring your awareness back to the tips of your left fingers and feel a wave of sensation from tips of fingers all the way up the arm to the shoulder, all the way down the left side of the body, the torso, through leg, and landing once again at the tips of the left toes. Feeling any and all sensations through the left side of your body. Now bring your awareness to your heels. Feel the sensation between the heels and the ground. Then your calves, the soft area behind the knees, the hamstrings, the buttocks, low back, and move up through the spine, low spine, mid spine, upper spine. Feel your shoulder blades against the floor, the back of the neck, and the back of the head. Take your awareness back to the heels now and feel a wave of sensation travel upward from the heels all the way along the back path of the body to the back of the head. Move your awareness up and down the back of your body. Now bringing your awareness to your forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, eyelashes, the eyes, the nose, lips, and then inside your mouth, inner right cheek, inner left cheek, tongue, gums, teeth, moving back outside to your chin, jaw, throat, chest, abdomen, pelvis, hips, thighs, knees, ankles, tops of the feet, and tips of the toes. Now moving awareness back to your forehead, and then bringing these waves of sensations all across the front of your body, landing back down at the tips of the toes, moving back and forth, up and down the front line of the body. we will now experience some opposing emotions that are often thought of with attachment or aversion. And we will experience these emotions in order to become more familiar with the sensations they bring to our body. When we feel these emotions, when feelings arise, we will then understand them better. Understand that they are impermanent passing. They will come and they will go. By understanding these emotions and feelings a little better, we then can move into a place where we become fearless of them, not held under them or by them, not afraid of them anymore. No attachment, no aversion. We'll start by simply feeling the emotion of hate. Become aware of what the word hate brings up in your body, where it manifests, the feelings it brings, the sensations this word brings. An inner experience of hate. Now moving away from hate, and now bring the sensation of love into your body. Notice what you feel inside of you. No aversion, no attachment needed. Simply notice the sensations, the feelings, the thoughts that arise when you experience love inside. What arises with this word, this experience? Love. Moving on from love to the feeling of sorrow, bring to your mind feelings of sorrow. Where has sorrow existed in your life? Where does it now take up residence in your body? Simply feel the sensations in a detached, curious way of sorrow. Any and all feeling sensations associated with sorrow. Moving away from sorrow, let it dissolve, neutralize. Let us now experience joy. Bring joy first into your mind and then feel it ripple through your body, letting feelings and sensations of joy be experienced all over and all through your body. Where do you feel joy the most? Where is its epicenter? Now, could you allow that joy to spread? Feel ripples and waves of joy spread throughout the entire body. Feel and embody joy. Now bring the feeling of pain into your mind. What sensations and feelings does pain bring about for you? Where do you feel it? Where does it live? What are its roots? Is it moving? Is it sharp and jagged? Curious about this internal movement or stillness, this experience of pain unfolding within you. Moving away from pain, let it go. Let us now experience pure pleasure. No attachment, no aversion. Where do you feel pleasure? How do you feel it? Noticing the sensations and the feelings of the experience of pleasure inside of you. Pure pleasure moving inside of the body. And moving on from pleasure, invite in the experience of heaviness, a deep rooted, grounded heaviness into each and every part of your body. Let the limbs be heavy. Feel the connection between your body and the ground. Sinking down, rooting down even heavier. And let the feelings of heaviness dissipate and transform all these feelings into a great feeling of lightness. Feel your body weightless, rising up from the ground. Feel your limbs becoming light and easy. Whole body is spacious, floating, and so very light. Now stick this lightness in your pocket. Carry it with you as you now visualize yourself walking happily across a deserted beach. You are barefoot and you can feel the warm, grainy but silky sand under each footstep between the toes. And feeling how the foot falls, how it steps heel to toe, heel to toe. This difference in pressure between the bony parts and the fleshy parts or the curves of the foot. Again, feeling how the grainy, silky, warm sand moves between your toes, that grit as it slides over your skin. You walk, and looking up, you gaze up and out at a calm, beautiful, infinite ocean with gentle, foamy waves lapping against the shoreline. Walking further, you come closer to the water. You can feel the warm parts of the sand and the cooler parts where the water has recently washed over. Feeling the difference in texture between dry and wet sand. The splash from small waves begins to move around your feet and you feel this refreshing coolness, this rejuvenation from the ocean's waters. This wave of wet, of coolness travels up through your body, mixing and merging with your warm blood, warm skin, warm muscles and flesh, kept warm by the radiant sun. You notice the different colors in the ocean, the different shades of blue, green and sparkle from the sun. The sandy parts of the water, the clear parts. Maybe the rocky areas or areas with seaweed below. And you notice now that the sun is getting closer and closer to the horizon. Its colors changing. The colors of the sky changing along with it. And as the sun starts to drop, now below the horizon, you walk up the beach to the soft, dry, still warm from the day's sun sand, and you gently lie down on your back. Feeling how your body finds this comfort with the sand, sinking perfectly into this sandy imprint below you. The hips sinking deeper down, your shoulders melting into the sand, the head rests gently in comfort. And the once clear blue sky now starts to give way to the inky black night sky. You watch as the first of the stars start to appear, as the sky gets darker and darker. The more stars are illuminated. You enjoy the emergence of each and every star. You feel humble with your place in life, with your place in the universe. You feel satisfied and relaxed enough, safe enough to close down your eyes and just reflect on everything that's happened here on the beach. The ocean, the sunset, the sand, and the stars. Pausing here to be with yourself, to be held, to be comforted, to fully embody comfort, body and mind. Becoming aware of your physical body, noticing your heartbeat, feeling any subtle movements associated with your breath, visualizing those same colors you gave to the breath, gifted the breath at the start of your practice, and watching them once again. Breath in and down, breath up and out, following path and colors just a few rounds. Remembering that each breath in is bringing in oxygen to be delivered through the whole body, to keep things working, healthy, optimal. And each breath out, dear one, is moving energy, removing energy that is no longer needed. Visualize that warm, setting sun once again about to drop past the horizon, taking in all those rays of light and energy and move them around the body, finding any point of pain, discomfort, or tension in the body or the mind, and direct these rays into that part, guiding the oxygen-rich blood, the healing prana, the warmth of the sun to this area, to these areas, knowing that the pain or the discomfort here will pass. Feel it passing. Let it move. Now bring your awareness back to your Sankalpa, remembering why you chose this statement to sum up something that you long for in your life. Finding it, repeating it once again to yourself with feeling, with faith, 3 more times. With your eyes still closed, begin to reconnect or connect even deeper with this present moment. The body lying here, the breath moving you, breathing you, the space that you're in. Gently move the feet, maybe move your shoulders, hands, fingers, move out of any discomfort that may have arisen. Move into comfort, embody it on all levels. Stillness, shakes, shimmies, smiles, all welcomed, whatever makes sense for you. Take your time to stay on back. Give yourself a hug, a rock, a roll on over to the side, the fetal position. Come to belly, a seat, a whole new pose or position, full send. What do you need? Listen to those nudges, those tugs always. And pause here. Pause as the embodiment of comfort, presence, and love. I am proud of you. I see how far you have come. Could you bask in it here and now? Not even the inky black starry sky is the limit. Pause here, feel here, be here. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice, our practice of Yoga Nidra, is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Carry on and be well.